We're beginning the book of Tehillim, and the book of Tehillim begins with a description of that perplexing question: how are you a praiseworthy person? How can you be a good person? What's being good all about? And David HaMelech begins the book of Tehillim, which is about the Psalms, the praise of Hashem, with a seemingly inconsequential matter. He discusses how are you a good person when really we should be discussing how do you praise Hashem. And perhaps one of the ideas that David is teaching us is that the greatest praise of Hashem is that when we take that representation of Hashem that's on earth, that is the human being, and he acts the way Hashem wants him to act, that is the praise of Hashem. That is what we call a Kiddush Hashem, the sanctification of Hashem's name. When we can behave the way Hashem wants us to behave, we are showing that we honor Hashem too. Ashrei Ha'ish, David begins. Praised is the man, asher lo halach ba'atzat rasha'im. The first step is Sur Meira. David HaMelech begins to heal him with the concept, don't go with the wicked. We're not yet focused on doing good, but at first don't do bad. Uvedel chata'im lo amad, and does not stand in the way of sinners. The world is all focused on being moral people. But the world has forgotten this point, the first point in the book of Tehillim. You must steer away from the wicked before you try to do good. When the world contemplates that it will validate the concept of Sharia law being a law, what the world is saying is that anything goes. I want to be good, so I will respect everything. How can you respect a man that beats his wife? Because it's under the protection of a law? David HaMelech begins the book of Tehillim and tells us, Ashrei Ha'ish, you want to know a praiseworthy person? Number one is Asher lo halach ba'atzat rasha'im. He doesn't go in the advice, in the counsel of the wicked, uvederech chata'im lo amad, and doesn't stand in the way of sinners. To be continued, Be'ezrat Hashem.